Good morning. It's time for our K-State Research and Extension Report. Today we have with us Frontier Extension District 4-H Youth Development Agent Jessica Florey. Good morning, Jessica.
Good morning, everyone.
Happy Wednesday to you. And speaking of happy, something that I know you're excited about and probably quite a few other people are as well. Fair season is closer than we think.
That's right. Fair season is just right around the corner, and we're excited to say that we have our fair books posted on our Frontier Extension website. And I just thought I would go through a couple tips and tricks for all of our 4-H'ers out there, or if you're a community member, there is open class available, and these tips and tricks are for you as well. It's never too early to start thinking about what you want to take to the fair. This is the perfect time. I know school's finishing up. I know some 4-H'ers have probably already been working on their projects, but now that fair books are out, you can go ahead and get online and either print those off or just save them to your desktop. And the first thing I would recommend is to go to your projects and read through the rules and guidelines of those projects. That's very important to know. That is the first step. Then I think the next step is to follow up with our newsletter and to make sure that the guidelines and what we're telling you in the newsletters match, that you are understanding and know what you need to do to exhibit your project at the fair. Some of those projects just have some different guidelines that they've got to be met. One that comes to my mind just off the top of my head is the animal projects need to be tagged, and it's time for them to be tagged now by May 15th. So just make sure you're in there reading all those guidelines, understanding them. If, you know, in our world, there's no such thing as a silly question. So please just contact the office. We're here to help, and we want your experience to be positive. We can talk through some of those rules and guidelines with you if you see some gray area and just want to make sure that you're understanding them correctly. So number two is figure out then, according to the guidelines, what exactly you want to take. And number three is practice, practice, practice. You know, the judge will always ask this question, is this the first time you made this project or is this the first time you did this? And, you know, I hear a lot of 4-H'ers say, yeah. We really encourage you to practice that project before you go to the fair. Again, the one big thing that pops into my mind is food. It's good to know what you want to exhibit in the foods project. And come fair time, it should not be the first time that you made a set of muffins or a set of bread. You really need to practice that recipe ahead of time so you can perfect it come fair time and turn in the best looking product. Or photography, make sure you're out there snapping lots of different pictures, making sure that you can get the best picture possible, that you have lots of different options that you can choose from come fair time. Number four tip, I think it's really great to seek advice from experts in the field. You know, once upon a time in my 4-H perfect world, you know, I would have project leaders for all my different projects. And there still are some different project leaders out there for set projects. But if you are struggling in a project and can't seem to find an expert in that area, please reach out to your local extension office because we still have connections with people in the community that would be more than willing to work with the 4-H'ers. They just might not hold regular project meetings like they did. But we have a lot of different connections. We're a vast network, and we're here to help our 4-H'ers. We want you to learn and grow in your project and really get that expert advice. You know, you don't know what you don't know, Audrey. And it's amazing once you talk to somebody that does understand certain project areas, a whole world can be opened to you. I think of gardening. You know, there's so many different tips and tricks to learn how to garden well. And, you know, until you know those, you know, you don't know how to grow that best tomato. So please reach out. There are people here that want to help you have that great experience and learn those, make you become that expert in that field. So reach out. And then number five is make sure you're having fun with your projects, learning and growing and having some fun. And we can't wait to see you at fair this year. I'll go ahead and just run through those dates one more time. Again, the Franklin County Fair held in Ottawa is July 16th through the 20th. Osage City Fair is July 24th through the 27th. The Anderson County Fair held in Garnett, Kansas will be July 28th through August. And then the Overbrook Fair is August 6th through August 10th. So just make sure that you, again, those fair books are posted. the Anderson County Fair Book has gone to print. And so those fair books will be handed out at the Extension office here within the next week is our hope. So get on there. The schedules are on there. Again, if you're a community member listening, all these apply to you as well. There's open class projects in there. And so I always think it's fun. I always give my dad a hard time. He loves to garden, and he always tells me he's got the best tomato in Franklin County. And I always tell him to put his money where his mouth is and bring it to the fair, and let's see.
I'd like to see that.
I mean, that's what fair was built around community and learning from each other, growing from each other. And so I encourage all community members to maybe think about entering something in the fair this year. We've got foods to gardening to flowers. To Audrey, I know you've entered some things in the past.
Oh, yeah.
In the fiber arts area. And so it's always so beautiful to see that artwork there at the fair. I always love to look at that stuff when I go to fairs. So, yeah, just reach out to your Extension office if you've got some questions. And we're here to help. And, you know, it's early May, and I can't believe July will be here before we know it. So get in there and start looking at classes at the fair.
Now, it's kind of obvious when you go to the fair, you can see what some of the more popular categories are, photography, floral, and all that kind of stuff. What is the most unusual item you've ever seen displayed at the fair?
Gosh, that's so hard. I've seen so many neat ones. I would say our geology and entomology projects are...
Oh, yeah.
Fascinating. And the kids that like really get into those projects would just blow your mind, Audrey. The study of the earth and how it all affects us and our environments and our ecosystems and how those bugs affect our ecosystem and everything. And it's just fascinating that those kids are so knowledgeable about that area. And I just think, oh gosh, they're just going to grow up and do great things, you know? And so those are usually smaller projects. But to stop and really study those geology boxes and those entomology boxes and see the science behind some of those projects is really fascinating.
All right. Well, we will all be looking forward to seeing some of those in person once July rolls around. So thank you for the heads up, and we'll be talking to you again soon. Coming up tomorrow morning at 6:40, Meredithine Extension District Family and Consumer Sciences Agent Franny Eastwood.